This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and a few days ago, I received a random act of kindness. I pulled a shopping cart out of the herd at the grocery store, and in it found an envelope with "Open Me" and a smiley face written on it. Inside was a note that said, "Congratulations, you've received a random act of kindness," with a lottery scratch ticket taped on the other side and a note encouraging me to perform a similar act. Well, with a little online digging, I discovered similar finds on the Long Island Railroad and in New York City and other far-flung places, all part of a project launched by five friends who met in college and who are now staying connected through their generosity towards strangers. Joining me now is one of those young women, Jessica Johnson. And Jessica, so glad you could join us on Word of Mouth.
Oh, thank you so much, and good afternoon.
Well, tell me who the five of you are and why you started doing these random acts of kindness.
Well, the five of us, it's myself, Chelsea Kennedy, Trista Brott, Ashley Agresta, who is who you got yours from, and Kristen Berger. And like you said, we all went to college together, and actually how it started was Ashley decided for her New Year's resolution that she was going to do 365 random acts of kindness in a year. And Trista saw her post on Facebook, and, you know, she was like, "Oh, I'd love to do that. That's such a great idea." When I read it, I was like, "That's such a great idea." And then Kristen and Chelsea both jumped on, and, you know, we decided that we needed to make sure that we could all do this for a year, because it's a huge task to take on. So we created our own Facebook page, and the page was really just for each other, so that we could share our ideas, because we were worried, you know, after so many months, we're going to run out of ideas. So if we keep each other updated on what we're doing, we'll give each other some ideas. And it's really just taken off. And within the first week, we had 500 likes on our Facebook page.
Wowie. Well, I was one of the grateful recipients. And Ashley, I guess you figured that out because she's here in Concord. I guess she was also doing this, decided on these random acts of kindness as a response to the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary. What was the connection there?
Yes, right around the New Year is when they decided there was a big push for 26 random acts of kindness, which came from the Sandy Hook victims, and to remember them. And that's kind of where it started from, was, you know, why stop at 26? Why not do one every day? So we all decided that, you know, there's so many things out there, and when you're looking for stuff to do, it's so easy to find stuff, whether it's helping someone cross the street or returning their cart, you know, back to the grocery store, or stopping someone and saying, "I really love your coat." You know, there's something that everyone can do every single day to help someone else out, and it's amazing to us to see the reactions when people realize that you took a moment out of your time and your life to help them out, and it's just been a snowball effect on our page to see, you know, I left a note on someone's car, and they'll write on our page and say, "Hey, I got your note. I, you know, paid for the coffee and the person behind me at Dunkin' Donuts." And it's just a snowball effect of how we can all be so much nicer to each other, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to do that.
Besides those little anecdotal things, how do you track whether people are paying forward their acts of kindness? Are people posting them on Facebook?
Yep, we've had a great reaction. We've had a lot of people, you know, not everyone does post, but we've had a lot of people who have, you know, written and said, "Hey, I got your lotto ticket that was on the gas pump today. Thank you so much. I'm going to pay it forward." And, you know, even if one of our acts, you know, someone pays it forward, then we feel like we've done what we were supposed to do. And, you know, not everyone's going to pay it forward, but we hope they do. And maybe they don't write on our page and tell us that they did, but maybe they do it in their own way.
I understand you also get others involved in greater acts of kindness outside of these little ones. Now, what does that mean?
Correct. Every month, as a group, we pick a topic or a issue that we think is really important. The first month that we did it, we heard of a family whose son had a disease, and their family was traveling about 3 hours each way to get treatment. So we created a fund page, and people could donate. And whatever we got at the end of the month, we donated everything to this family. So we bought them gas cards, we bought them food cards, just to help them out a little bit. So every month we pick a cause. This month we've picked a family who their daughter has brain cancer. And whatever we collect at the end of the month, we donate the whole thing to that family. So not only are we doing little things, you know, leaving a lotto ticket in a grocery cart, but we're also doing bigger random acts of kindness.
I didn't win anything, but I really brightened my day. Jessica Johnson, I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Jessica Johnson, one of five friends who met as students at Cazenovia College. Now she and Trista Bratt, Ashley Agresta, Kristen Berger, and Chelsea Kennedy are five girls with one resolution: to be kind. Each performing 365 random acts of kindness all year long. Who knows? Maybe you could be the next recipient or the next to join them in their mission and pass a little kindness along.